The crew of the crab boat Aquila believes they've solved a 64-year-old mystery. A 9-person surveying team has spent the past 2 weeks on the Aquila off the coast of Kiska Island, near the end of the Aleutian chain, scanning the ocean floor with sonar equipment. And they think they found something big, the wreck of the USS Grunion, the only American submarine sunk in the Aleutians during World War II. Peter Lowney, who lives in Valdez, has been documenting the search effort on video. He's representing the sons of the submarine's commander, one of whom financed the expedition. He says that while better images of the submarine are needed, he's pretty sure it's the real deal.
A lot of things really came together, and we had amazing luck in finding something that's just, it looks like the Grunion. I believe it is, and we'll know for sure next summer when we take pictures of it.
The Grunion disappeared in the Bering Sea the morning of July 31st, 1942, without so much as a distress call. It was the only American submarine sunk in the Aleutians in World War II, and its fate has always been a mystery. But the three sons of the skipper, Captain Mannert Abeley, always held out hope that they would find the Grunion and learn what happened to their father. One of Abeley's sons happens to be John Abeley, the founder of Boston Scientific Corporation, and he's used his money to bankroll the efforts to find the Grunion. Richard Graham, the surveying team's navigator, says that that's easier said than done. The proverbial needle in the haystack is nothing compared to a submarine in the Bering Sea.
You know, it's a big bunch of water there, and so if you're trying to just find a submarine, where do you start? You really have to have some sort of story that you can work from.
It turns out that such a story did actually exist. Shortly after the Grunion disappeared, a Japanese military officer who had served on board a merchant ship called the Kano Maru filed a report of an incident that had taken place in July 1942 off the coast of Kiska Island. The freighter was on a military supply mission when it was torpedoed by an American submarine. The Kano Maru returned fire with its deck gun, and the submarine sank. Unfortunately for the Abeleys, the officer's story was written in Japanese and buried in naval archives in Japan.
This story lay forgotten for a number of years until recently, when a group of Japanese modelers who reproduce Imperial Navy ships to scale, one of them published this story, translated into English, and this rekindled a lot of the family's questions, because after so many years of not having, you know, any knowledge about what happened, here is a freighter captain that claims to have sunk the Grunion.
Armed with this information, the Abeley brothers hired a Seattle-based contractor to go look for the submarine near Kiska. Last week, on the fifth day of searching, they found it. Or at least they found what they're pretty sure is the submarine. For now, the surveyors only have blurry sonar images supporting their claim. To be sure, they'll have to use a remote-controlled device to photograph the submarine, which is more than 3,000 feet below the surface. That project will probably take place next summer. But Graham thinks the odds are good.
It's the only American sub to have been lost in that particular area, and so that's why we can say we're fairly certain that we found the Grunion.
The Abeley brothers flew to Adak Island on a private jet a few days ago to meet with the surveyors on their return trip and share in the good news. Lowney says it's something they've been waiting 64 years to hear.
They've gone through this process of doing the research and looking into stories and chasing down rumors and following these theories before, and they haven't come to fruition. And for this to be the real thing and to really find the Grunion and to begin the process of closure, I think was a really powerful moment for them.
When they met on Adak, the surveyors brought the brothers a bouquet of wildflowers from Kiska Island, near what they now believe to be their father's resting place for the past 64 years. In Unalaska, I'm Charles Homans.